Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Bob Saget's eldest daughter shared a text she received from Bob Saget a few hours before Bob's death. The message to his daughter read, "Thank you, love you, showtime." From The Hollywood Reporter, they dove into Bob Saget's voiceover work on How I Met Your Mother. He was the voice of the older Ted that you heard doing the narration throughout that series. Co-creator Craig Thomas told The Hollywood Reporter, "We cast a different actor's voice to be future Ted because we like the idea of future you telling past you that it's all going to be okay. The ups, the downs, you'll make it through. Thanks for telling us, Bob, and making us feel that it's true." Saget was also valuable behind the scenes. Thomas said he helped the show, which was created by a couple of untested children, me and Carter Bays, get and stay on the air. Having Bob Saget attached lent an air of legitimacy to the show, and in the comedy community, it meant respect. Series star Josh Radnor, the younger Ted, said Saget was the kindest, loveliest, funniest, most supportive man, the easiest person to be around, a mensch among menches. "I had so much imposter syndrome when How I Met Your Mother started. Thought I'd be found out, kicked off set, and sent home. When I'd run into Bob on the Fox lot in those early days, he'd gush over my performance and tell me how he was studying me to make sure his vocal performance felt right. The man that I delighted in seeing on TV for years, cheering me on, letting me know that I had a right to be there and playing that character. I can't overstate how meaningful his words were." He also, true to form, told me jokes I can't tell here or in private company. "I'm endlessly grateful that How I Met Your Mother brought Bob Saget into my life. I'll hear his voice in my head for the rest of my days." Esquire has a lengthy profile of Bob Saget from 2015. Ben Sklar wrote, "Almost immediately after meeting Bob Saget, he starts introducing me as his son. We're both tall. We both have dark hair. The age difference seems about right. It's plausible. It's the third week in March. We're at South by Southwest. There's a showcase. Bob Saget is the headliner. His wit is quick and everything. Even our similar height and hair color is ripe for at least a cheap one-liner." Saget later told the author, "I have 9 compartments in my brain and 4 of them don't stop. On that night, all the components seem to be engaged. He's giving an on-the-spot interview to a journalist, shoving a tape recorder in Saget's face. He's flashing his usual exasperated smirk for photographers on the red carpet. He's leading the author through a particularly aromatic trailer outside, containing several other comedians, including the notoriously weed-friendly Doug Benson, who offers us not a joint, but a roast beef and vodka. Back upstairs, Saget discusses a rather intimate part of the male anatomy, none of the obvious ones, with Jay Farrow. Saget's stand-up sets are anything but polished. They consist mostly of crowd work. He's one of the best. Graphic, sexual, and or bathroom humor, and self-effacing references to his own career, particularly Full House. On that night, he delivers an extended bit about his famous, I'm cleaning this up here, I used to perform fellatio for Coke, not how it's phrased in 1998's comedy Half-Baked, and how uncomfortable Saget was when his daughters were younger and fans would yell that line at Saget on the street. Saget ends the set with a few musical numbers, including one called Danny Tanner Was Not Gay, which he sings to the tune of the Backstreet Boys' I Want It That Way. The crowd is less than ideal, and afterward backstage, he's not sure how the set went. We head to a posh after party at a pop-up Soho house in the outskirts of Austin. If this were in fact an episode of Entourage, now would be the time that Saget orchestrates some sort of drug-fueled orgy, but Bob Saget's Entourage character isn't any closer to the real Bob Saget than Danny Tanner is. In Saget's autobiography Dirty Daddy, he made a point of going on the record that drugs are not for him. There are also several thoughtful pages devoted to his philosophy on love and relationships, which doesn't quite fall in line with that of Vinny Chase. Saget said, "Back in the day I tried, but I just can't have random sex." At his core, Bob Saget is just a nice guy. After a prolonged conversation with Jay Farrow, Bob Saget finds the author at 3:30 a.m. "We need to get a car back into the city. Jeff Ross and Bill Burr are drinking in the lobby of their hotel, and we're going to meet them." That's in Esquire. It's much longer than what I read there. You should check that out from 2015. Just Google Bob Saget Esquire. It will come up. More reactions from the Interrobang. Pete Davidson wrote about Bob Saget. "When I was younger and several times throughout our friendship, he helped me get through some rough mental stuff. But it wasn't just a, hey, how you doing call." Davidson says Saget was genuinely concerned and wanted to help. "He stayed on the phone with my mom for hours trying to help in any way he can, connecting us with doctors and new things we can try. He would check in on me and make sure I was okay." On social media, Pete said, "I love you, Bob. It was an honor to know you. Thank you for your kindness and friendship. My condolences to the family." The Daily Beast writes, "Bob Saget's legendary roast proved how much comedians loved him. the Comedy Central roast of Bob Saget from 2008. Greg Giraldo was on that show. Greg himself would pass away 2 years later from an overdose of prescription drugs. He made fun of Bob Saget's characterization of himself as an artist, joking, "You are a vortex of artistic compromise." A reminder, this is a roast. "Everybody that knows you loves and respects you. Nobody ever has a bad thing to say about you. That's particularly surprising because you're Jewish and you're obnoxious people." Gilbert Gottfried got up and said, "It's not true that Bob Saget raped and killed a girl in 1990, so if you have any proof that Bob Saget raped and killed a girl in 1990, stop gossiping and go right to the police with it." That was also the night Norm Macdonald played it straight. Norm got up and said, "Bob has a beautiful face, like a flower. Cauliflower. There are times when Bob has something on his mind. When he wears a hat." When Norm Macdonald died, Bob Saget recorded a long podcast episode paying tribute to his friend, admitting at one point that he was not functioning too well in the aftermath. During that remembrance, he told the story of how Norm Macdonald ended up choosing such an odd approach to the comedy format. Saget said, "I talked to him a week before the roast, and he said, 'I can't say mean things about you because you're my friend.'" Macdonald told him he was just going to read jokes from a 40s joke book. Saget asked him to at least throw in an arbitrary F-word to keep with the mood of the roast. Norm said, "I'm not going to do that." Just so many reactions to Bob's passing. Billy Crystal: "I'm shocked and saddened to learn that Bob Saget is gone. A great friend, one of the funniest and sweetest people I've ever known. My love to his beautiful family." Norman Lear: "Bob Saget was as lovely a human as he was funny, and in my mind, he was hilarious. We were close friends, and I could not have loved him more." Whoopi Goldberg: "Sail on, my friend Bob Saget, with your huge heart and abject lunacy. My condolences to his daughters and other family." John Stewart: "Bob Saget, just the funniest and nicest." Jason Alexander: "I know that people lose loved ones, good people every day. No one gets a pass, but the loss of Bob Saget hits deep. If you didn't know him, he was kind and dear, and he cared about people deeply. He was the definition of a good egg. Too soon he leaves." Seth Green: "Damn it, Bob Saget, you left your body. I'll forever celebrate your genius, your giant heart, and joy for life. Thank you for helping me through the inevitable sadness of life with comedy. At least now you can hang with Rodney and Don again." Josh Gad: "There wasn't a kinder person in Hollywood than Bob Saget. I'm having trouble wrapping my head around this. I don't want to believe this. It's all too much to handle." Ken Jung: "I'm in shock. I'm so numb right now." Rob Schneider: "Nice guys do finish first. Beyond his considerable talents, Bob Saget was a kind and gentle presence that always made everyone in the room feel at ease. A sweeter man there never was, and a wicked sense of humor that would make you howl with laughter. God bless you, Bob." Bill Burr: "Bob, you were a higher being. You understood what was truly important in life more than anyone I ever met. You were a gift." Jim Jeffries: "Bob Saget was a friend and comedian I looked up to, but I looked up to him more because of the way he held himself and treated others. I'll miss this guy a lot." Brian Posehn: "Oh man, I effing love that dude. I'll never see him at an airport and talk crap about Stamos again. What a kick in the gut. R.I.P. Bob Saget. Loved you, sir." Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by All Pro Lines. That's the podcast that combines comedy and football. They tweeted, "To honor Bob Saget, today Colts fans broke his record for cursing during a performance. Forget all the talk about the Jaguars moving to London. They already live in the Colts' heads. There's a report that the Browns are going to move forward with Baker Mayfield. I think they misspelled backward." It was a really good week of football. And those guys are funny. All Pro Lines. It's a podcast. Kostaki Economopoulos and Aaron Hodges are your hosts. All Pro Lines, wherever you get your shows. One of Bob Saget's final interviews was given to WTKS Radio in Orlando last week. On that interview, Bob Saget said, "You can make people laugh, and it might not be their cup of tea, but you're doing something great for people. That's why I'm doing it. We all have the same joke, which is that laughter is the best medicine. No, actually, it's Percocet. Everybody has a version of that. Well, the other one is where they say, you know, if you could just make one person laugh, you're a really crappy comic." Rolling Stone reminded us all of Bob Saget's appearance on The Aristocrats. In 2005, Bob Saget was still America's dad, the sweet, caring father on Full House, and the lovably dorky host of America's Funniest Home Videos. He changed his legacy forever with an unexpected and memorable appearance in the 2005 documentary The Aristocrats. If you don't remember that film, it featured dozens of stand-up comedians telling and retelling the same joke. So it's a basic setup, and then the devil is in the details. The basic setup is a family goes to a casting agent, does all sorts of stomach-churning, immoral things to each other, and then the agent asks, "What's the name of your act?" And the reply is always, "The Aristocrats." So the idea is to make it as dirty as possible in the middle. In Saget's 7-minute version of the joke, he touches upon diarrhea, pedophilia, fisting, and rounds upon rounds of singing "Make 'em Laugh" while running up walls like Fred Astaire. In 2018, Saget said, "Aristocrats couldn't be done now. Maybe it would come out right now as an anti-freedom of speech. The point was censorship, different ways to do an art form, all telling the same thing. Everybody paint the same painting and see what happens. But it was really about freedom of speech. I mean, Lenny Bruce went to jail for saying things that were said overtly in the film." I briefly shared during Sunday Night's Bulletin, I met Bob Saget at least once. I feel like I met him more, but the time that always pops into my mind was he was up at SiriusXM guesting on our comedy channels, I guess, and he asked if there was a place where he could make a phone call. I don't know if he had a business call or if he had to do a radio interview somewhere else. And anyway, I let him use my office. So I always have this picture in my mind of Bob Saget sitting at my desk using my phone as I walked up and down the hallway talking about the Mets killing time with coworkers, waiting for Bob Saget to give me my office back. But he was really nice about it, enjoyed my time with him, seemed like a cool guy when I met him. And for what you're hearing from everybody else, seems like a cool guy as well. The Sunday night thing made me realize as well, having been in broadcasting for 30 years now, news has a way of breaking at odd hours. I'm telling you, in 2022, I don't think I've left the house during this Omicron little burst here for more than 15 minutes the entire year. I go to the National Donuts chain in the morning, get my coffee, and come home, and then I'm just home all day. I don't go anywhere. So on Sunday night, I had to drop my son back off of college, and I left the house at 8 p.m. on a Sunday night. So no, I didn't bring the USB mic and the microphone. And on that drive, boy, my texts started lighting up, everybody letting me know Bob Saget had passed away. So I did a quick bonus episode from the parking lot. But my point here is, being somebody in the media, I'm telling you, news likes to break on Friday nights and holiday weekends and never when you're at your desk. And on a normal episode of Daily Comedy News, I would tell you Jim Gaffigan is on Jimmy Kimmel tonight. And that's your comedy news for today. If you are new, do this 7 days a week, 10 to 15 minutes. Come back tomorrow to be more of a normal episode. Usual format is late night jokes at the top and then a rundown of everything that's going on. But obviously, Bob Saget is the big story this week. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.